FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, still getting over this nasty cold, but it's April 25th, 2018. Man, hell is breaking out all over the place. The rumors are flying on the internet. Hillary indictments, everything else. Well, we can only hope, but those rumors are a little bit premature. Got taken out of context from some ridiculous people's court indictment. I mean, you could just indict anybody here, but as far as whether it has the color of law or not is another question altogether. But something that's always timely, at least on this show, our good friend David Horowitz is with us. And if you got any questions for David or myself, just email me, kl@kerrylutz.com. Love to see your emails in my inbox in the morning. David, you've written a new book, Ruling Ideas. It's the eighth volume of the series, The Black Book of the American Left, and perhaps the most powerful book you've written to date. So welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
So, Ruling Ideas, I guess it comes down to it's a clash of ideas, of civilizations almost. On the one hand, the right, which believes in the individual, and on the other hand, the left, which believes in the collective.
That's a good summary. Except that the right is America. It's not a faction. The founders, in our birth certificate, we have this revolutionary document that says all men are created equal, and they have an equal right to life and liberty. And that's how the slaves got freed. Mm. That this country was formed by people fleeing persecution, who came from many different countries, different languages, and different denominations of Christianity and religions, since there were Jews there also at the founding. And they dedicated themselves to creating a union in which you were not judged by your origins, by your skin color, by your ethnicity, by your, of course, they wouldn't have even thought of this, by your gender, by your sexual orientation.
Of course.
I mean, it took a long time to realize this dream because it was so revolutionary, unprecedented in the entire history of mankind. And now the left has that under siege. The left wants, has spent the last 50 years, you know, the Democratic Party has a platform calling for the elimination of institutional racism. Well, it was eliminated by the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and 65. It's illegal to discriminate, for institutions to discriminate. But the Democrats have spent the last 50 years putting racial categories back into our national life through affirmative action policies, but just through a mentality that divides people by race, by gender, by sexual orientation.
Right. Yeah. So they're all about...
Let me give an example.
Sure.
Of course, whites are demonized. The left has this this phrase, people of color. And all this, so this is in my book, there's a chapter called America's Second Civil War, which is about this. People of color is not English. We don't say, here's a box of crayons of color, or here's a television set of color. It's the way French people talk, and it shows that it's an ideological term that was invented by the left to demonize white people. So we hear stupid phrases like white skin privilege or white supremacy. I mean, people should be put in mental institutions for describing America as white supremacist after 8 years of a black president who was elected by 56% of his voters were white. You name me one black country in the universe that has a white president, or one Asian country for that matter, that has a white president. This is unprecedented in the history of mankind, this liberation. And yet the Democratic Party is organized around the denial of that idea, an assault on the very concept. They want institutional racism. They want you to hire people because they're black, or because they're Hispanic, or because they're female. That's the first basis. That is so anti-American. And that's why we're in the terrible situation we are now, where the country is so divided.
Yeah, absolutely. So who's winning this war, David? Or is it a stalemate?
Well, they were completely winning it until Trump came along, because Republicans are pussies and they will not stand up to the enemy. They call these people liberals, but they're not liberals. They're vindictive bigots is what they are. These so-called liberal Democrats. What are they liberal about except hard drugs, sex, spending other people's money, coddling criminals, appeasing our enemies? That's what they're liberal about.
Yeah.
So the problem has been the Republican Party and the conservative movement generally, too decent, too civilized, too willing to give their enemies the benefit of the doubt. The left wants to destroy us. And you can see it every day in what they do. They go after the person's jugular. They want to discredit you as a human being if you disagree with them.
Yeah. So
Trump is the first one who went in their face. You know, I think of that moment in the second debate when in front of 50 or 70 million people, he looked Hillary Clinton in the eye and said, "You are a liar and a crook." Now, yeah. There's not another Republican in Christendom.
Yeah. None of them.
Who would dare say that to a female?
Or anyone.
It's deferential. Look, if we're going to have equality, you can't be deferential like that. Or, I mean, I don't really want Republicans to lose all their civility. But when you have a liar and a crook like Hillary in front of you, you should say so.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going to say worse about you, as she did.
Yeah.
Called all, you know, Trump supporters racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, and xenophobes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So now we have Trump.
In other words, she read Trump supporters out of the human race. That's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
It's an evil woman, Hillary. It should be said so. She's the one who came up with the vast right-wing conspiracy when her husband was, what do you call it, molesting an intern. I mean, how sexist is that in the White House? She blamed it on Republicans, a vast right-wing conspiracy. It didn't exist. And if they hadn't found the stain on the dress, it proved that Clinton was having sex with Monica Lewinsky, the stigma would have stayed on Republicans.
Yeah, no doubt. So at this point, they seem to be reluctant to follow Trump's lead, though. And I think it's not just that they're pusillanimous or, as you said, pussies, but that they're compromised every step of the way. And they like things like open borders because their sponsors in the Republican Party want cheap labor and want to...
Well, yes, the restaurant owners, but, you know, the Bushes were like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think fear is a very big factor. They're afraid of being called racist by the Democrats.
Yeah.
And the only way to cure that is to turn that fire on the Democrats themselves.
Sure, you bet.
Democrats, not only do they make race their clarion call, they're anti-white racist is what they are, but they're racist towards blacks, too. They control, the Democratic Party controls every inner city in America of any size, every killing force, every corrupt, failed public school system, which destroys the lives of young blacks every year. They're all 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and have been for 50 to 100 years. Every atrocity in the inner city, every oppression, Democrats are 100% responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Republicans are too polite to ever mention it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think cowardice is a very political cowardice is a very big factor here. But I agree with you. They've also corrupted themselves.
Yeah, it's really sad. And yet some of them are starting to join. The ones who don't want to join seem to be retiring from Congress in droves, like Flake. Like McCain will be gone shortly.
You know, what is that about? Here, well, that just shows you what's wrong with the Republican Party. Maybe this will cleanse it. But here we have a momentous election, the midterms. We need, you know, Trump has really been a revolutionary in power. We need to support it. Borders. what he's done in foreign policy is reverse all of the disasters of the Clinton, Bush, and Obama years. They've had 50 resignations from Congress from Republicans.
Yeah.
That shows you that these people, they should never have been there in the first place.
Yeah, well, they're going at an incredible rate. It's, you will have to wonder when the Democrats will start going as well.
They have to get trounced really big time in order for there to be any changes in the Democratic Party. There are Democrats. You know, I was watching Jessica Tarloff, who I'm normally irritated by. But she said, we have to get off identity politics. We have to talk about economic issues. Of course, she wants more socialized medicine. But
That'll work.
You know, that's a Democrat we can deal with. It's the ideology. You know, it's like Keith Ellison's a raving, lunatic, racist, anti-Semite.
Yeah.
He worked for Farrakhan for 11 years. Not to mention Obama cuddling up to Farrakhan and the leaders of the corrupt Black Caucus coming up to Farrakhan. The worst figure in American life, political life. Mm-hmm. The most rabid racist, anti-American, pro-Iranian.
Yeah.
They think nothing about socializing with him. And the reason is that Republicans are too tongue-tied to go after them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, yeah? It makes you wonder what the heck is going on. But, yeah, there's just total cowardliness here, right?
Yeah, isn't it's it? Like you've got a really bad senator in Blumenthal. But it's he's a race baiter. He's just terrible. But it's only Trump who calls him a liar, which he is.
Hey, he said he was in the war.
Another Republican.
Right? He said he was in the war.
You have to go after them the same way they go after you. Mm-hmm. It's a war.
Yeah. Well, Trump is the first one to ever realize that, right? All the rest just...
Well, that's because he really wasn't a Republican.
Yeah, which is probably a good thing, right?
He's an American patriot.
Isn't it a good thing?
He understands the jungle, what the real world is.
Yeah.
And knows how to fight in it.
So this is a good thing, right?
I think it's a great thing. I love what Trump has done.
So where would we be if we didn't have Trump now?
I'd be on the show saying it's gone. We've lost the country. Hillary had been elected.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But, what do you think of her whole thing that she just can't get over it? She's like an old girlfriend that you broke up with. You said, all right, it's just not going to work. Sorry, go find somebody else. And the person turns into a stalker and comes after you.
She's gotten away with her corruption for so long. She just didn't think, she thought she was invincible.
Yeah. But
and what is she going to do? What has she got to do?
She's fought nobody. Wrong.
Whatever, she has no achievement.
She definitely fought wrong.
She married a philanderer who was a very smart politician, got himself elected president, got her a Senate seat in New York, and she became Secretary of State and is at the center of the biggest corruption scandal in the history of the country. Sold off. Our foreign policy, that's basically what she did. She is such a national security threat. Sold off our foreign policy, and the Clintons made off whether they have $100 million, $200 million from their thievery.
Mm-hmm.
They should both be in jail. Oh. And all these Democrats who criticize Trump and call him names, they all went along with this. No credibility for anybody who has two eyes in their head.
For sure. For sure. So where's this thing headed now? David, do you think they'll see justice?
The midterms are a huge issue. Trump has done wonders in foreign policy. You never know what's going to happen. It's a long time to November.
Yeah,
you never know what will happen in these months. But I think the longer he stays in power, the harder it is to defeat him.
Yeah, that's definitely appears to be the case, doesn't it? When you look.
Yeah, because the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
He's got the economy rolling. I think that 70% of Americans want borders, even though the Democratic Party doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, that shows how anti-American the Democratic Party has become. Can't have a country without borders.
No.
I mean, just the basic, you let millions of people run across the border, you haven't screened them for diseases, let alone for ideas.
Yeah. Hey, remember when our ancestors...
We have tuberculosis back. Yeah. We have all these, penicillin-resistant diseases or antibiotic-resistant diseases now. Where the heck do you think that came from?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're correct. You're correct. All these diseases
and
coming
it's
over.
Because,
the
you know, the leftists, they think the economics determines everything, whether you're poor or rich. No. Yeah. What determines a country's success or failure is culture.
Right.
The American culture, we give opportunity to people. By judging them as individuals, we allow for a much greater pool of talent to come in and to flower. That's why why are we innovators? Why is Japan a copycat? Because they have a kind of feudal culture.
Yes.
And they don't, we prize rebels. We prize, people who are breaking the mold. And anyway, it's so obvious. It's culture and genes that determine success.
Yes.
Not
sure.
Anything else. Not yep. Economics.
Yep. Yep, very true.
I mean, if it were economics, Japan would be a really poor country, has no natural resources.
Yeah.
Why is Mexico poor? It's got oil, it's got natural resources, it actually has a hardworking population, but it has a diseased culture.
Yeah.
It's so corrupt. People are afraid of their own police. Everybody's on the take. Everybody, you get murdered.
Yeah.
That's why Mexico's a basket case.
Correct. Very true, with no hope in sight, right?
Yeah, so I hope everybody will go up and just check out my website at blackbookoftheamericanleft.com or go to Amazon and get this book, Ruling Ideas.
Well, we'll definitely get it, David.
We need to spread the word.
We will spread the word, David. Hey, where's the best place to read your writing these days?
Well, frontpagemagazine.com is my magazine. But if you go up to blackbookoftheamericanleft.com, it's got all my books, reviews, videos of me talking about it, excerpts from the books, tables of contents. And there is no other comparable work on the American left. You want to understand what's happened to our country, you go to the blackbookoftheamericanleft.com.
Got it. Blackbookoftheamericanleft.com. And this is volume 9. You definitely want to check it out. David, it's always great to have you on. Questions, comments for David, myself, just email us kl@kerrylutz.com, Twitter feed @KerryLutz, Facebook page for now, Financial Survival Network. David, great luck on the book. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.